For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Hello, everybody out there in drug policy reform land. Well, it has been a wild couple of weeks for all of us. As everybody knows, the DEA went into Canada and had the RCMP arrest Mark Emery on an extradition warrant for shipping seeds to the United States. They're trying to extradite him, Michelle Rainey Fincarrick, and Greg Williams to the U.S. to stand trial. The Seattle DEA office, field office, had gone out of their way to make this seem non-political. This arrest of Mark Emery was non-political. It had nothing to do with his politics, they said. And then their henchwoman boss lady in Washington, D.C., Karen Tandy, faxed a press release to the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Tandy said, "Today's DEA arrest of Mark Emery, publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine and the founder of Marijuana Legalization Group, is a significant blow not only to the marijuana trafficking trade in the U.S. and Canada, but also to the marijuana legalization movement. His marijuana trade and propagandist Marijuana magazine have generated nearly $5 million a year in profits that bolstered his trafficking efforts, but those have gone up in smoke today." Emery and his organization have been designated as one of the Attorney General's most wanted international drug trafficking organizational targets. Hundreds of thousands of dollars of Emery's illicit profits have been channeled to the marijuana legalization groups active in the U.S. and Canada. Drug legalization lobbyists now have one less pot of money to rely on. What that means is she's admitted that it was more political than worrying about, you know, getting pot or pot seeds out of the U.S. The U.S. Marijuana Party issued a press release calling for her resignation, but Ms. Tandy is going to be made to answer to her statement, and I believe that her big mouth has royally screwed up the extradition case as it refers to Mark and his associates, and about that I am extremely happy. I'd like to remind everybody out there, we have a march, prison reform march in Washington, D.C. this weekend at Lafayette Park. If you're in or around that area or can get there, please come out and join us. We don't need to be importing prisoners from Canada because we have way too many prisoners in the U.S. already. How about we let some of ours go? This is Loretta Nall reporting for the U.S. Marijuana Party from Alabama. Until next time, y'all be safe and stay out of jail.
This is the guru of ganja, Mr. Ed Rosenthal.
Dr. Donald Pashkin. He's been studying lungs under grants from the federal government for the last 20 years. He's a professor at UCLA. And for years, he's been reporting that there are precancerous growths associated with smoking marijuana. But he never actually found any cancers. They did this population study, and here's what it showed. The people who used just marijuana had a lower rate of cancer than the general population.
Wow.
In fact, they couldn't find any cancers of people who use just marijuana.
But of course, according to the government, marijuana is a bigger threat than all the other drugs combined. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.